Okay, we'll call the hearing to order. Yes, do you guys have any comments, since you're the public?
Just watching.
Just watching. What do you guys?
Maybe you should tell them what the process was, just so they hear something.
Do I remember what the process was? Maybe you should say. Basically, we had to go through training through the local government center and extension, which they did a very detailed, I think it was 6-7 week online course. Very informative on all the different types of governments that we had the options to check. And then we did the survey, visited with a few people. And the survey pretty much came back to what everybody's fairly satisfied that people have their opinions, and you can tell one way or the other that some people think we need a few changes, but they don't specify what those changes are. So I think right now I think we're leaning to just keeping things the way they are. I think it works fairly well as far as anything that I can see. So do you guys have any comments?
How many were sent out and how many were returned?
We had, actually, I was kind of surprised and pleased at how many. I don't know how many we sent out, but
we sent out, like, I want to say around 720.
And we got
173 plus.
Plus there's
however many's there, so 185 maybe.
Another seven.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're kind of
impressed. Yeah. And most of the comments, I'll say, it was kind of fun reading most of the comments because a lot of them didn't have anything to do with the city. It was the pavilion was one of the comments that stuck out, which is a county function. So it just shows that there's a lot of people that don't really know the difference between city and county, I think. So.
And a lot of the comments on the surveys had nothing to do with what our purview is. It's very narrow. What we were given to the task to do is just determining if our form of government is working for our community. And in order to even take or address or even look at any changes would have cost the taxpayers a lot more money and not really probably improved anything. So most of the comments in the survey had things to do with like snow removal or potholes or the swimming pool or and county stuff. So it wasn't, or if they had comments about if we should change something, they didn't elaborate on what that was. So for me, I had no idea what this was, and I was part of the problem because I voted for it. So I thought government reviews should be good, right? But I didn't really understand at all what this whole process was about. And it came about, the legislature passed a law when they redid the Constitution that said communities and cities and counties should have the right to say whether their form of government could be changed. And when they redid the Constitution, they set out the categories of how cities and counties were run, and within that each category there was like two or three options, and then they also set out like default options, and I believe Columbus got all default options. Webb might know that answer for sure, since he's been a part of these ever since they began, I think.
We actually had to clean that up a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of...
Part of the process was really good for us too, because we went through and cleaned up some of the stuff to make sure that what we thought were default options, and that doesn't mean anything to you, but what were some of it? Do you remember what some of the options were?
Just finding old documents that would state that we were an open district and not wards.
Yeah.
You know, and the document was really, really old. And then I find another document that states we're wards, but I never found any document where it ever changed.
Transitioned, yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And then
said
like
we were elected by party.
Yeah,
you've never run by by party for city council or mayor.
And our first 100 ordinances that were ever created for the city are gone, like nowhere to be found. And of course, when you first establish your city, you establish how you're going to do it, right? Wards, nonpartisan. So all those documents are gone. But then I found it was just kind of like going down a rabbit hole, but not really getting an answer. So you go with your newest current document you can find, I guess. I mean,
and so what we are doing then has now been written down, and this is from this point forward. This is what we do. Are we run partisan?
Or nonpartisan?
No. It's nonpartisan.
Okay, because mm-hmm. that's one of the questions that I think mm-hmm. people wanted.
There's not a lot of big change options. We could, instead of having wards, three wards, yeah, two representatives from each, we could have representation at large. That would be a change. The other change would be partisan versus nonpartisan, and you could do all that. This got real confusing. It was real confusing to me. There's two powers of government: general governing powers or self-governing powers. The default is general governing powers. That's what we've been. That's what we've always been. That's what most municipalities are. General governing powers means we can do anything that the state law tells us we can do. Self-governing powers says that we can do anything that the state government tells us, except for what the state government tells us we can't do. One, we can do anything it tells us we can do. The other is we can do anything but what it tells us we can't do.
Yeah, you can do anything until you get caught doing it.
Exactly. That's a fine enough line as there is. So we have general governing powers. We could change the self-governing powers and not change a thing, and everything would look just like it does right now. But if we changed anything, then we'd have to develop a charter. Charters scare me, because that's like throwing out 100 years of precedent and having to start all over. But it is an option. And then after the two powers, general governing and self-governing, then you have six forms of government under that. And we are a commission executive form. There's a commission executive form at the county level, commission executive form at the city level. Then there's a city manager form. There's some towns have hired city managers, and the mayor becomes more of a figurehead, maybe a voting member, but not even necessarily have a vote. Everything's run by the city manager. And then there's one called a presiding officer form, which must be for real little towns. There's only two towns in Montana that have that. And then there's one called town meeting, where the town is the governing body, and the town all gets together once a year and figures out what they're going to do for the year, and then turns it over.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. And there used to be one town called Pinedale over by Livingston that had that form of government, and I didn't find them on the latest list, so
I think I don't know. Broadview if has the town.
Broadview has the presiding officer.
Oh, form. Okay. That's what it was.
And then you can also possibly combine services, like is it Butte Super Bowl?
You can consolidate.
Consolidate some of their services, like I think roads and garbage and things like that. So if you wanted to consolidate some of your services and coordinate with the county and meld some things, that would be something we could look at, but I don't think that's something we want to do.
Yeah, I think it was very difficult since this county didn't elect to go through this
route. Yeah, that would have been really hard.
So the county didn't go through this process?
Did they even put it on the ballot?
It was on the ballot.
It has to be
on the ballot, but yeah. The vote was yes. There was more yes votes in the city. The countywide was more no votes.
Yeah. Every 10 years, you have to put on the ballot to elect to do a local government review or not. And you can say no. And we did, Town of Columbus said no in 2014, 2004. We said yes in 94, yes in 84, and in 74, which was really 76.
That was the first.
That was mandated, because that was the first after the Constitution. So really, we should have said no this time, but we didn't.
Yeah.
By 12 votes.
One of them was mine. I didn't know. But now I do.
Well, I don't think it's a, you know, other than the fact, well, I, you know, appreciate the work you guys put in on it. I know there's a lot of work to admit. It's probably a good exercise for the things that you found that needed to be cleaned up and needed, you know, little darker shades of gray, if not black and white. And so to do so, I think probably was a good thing. Thank you for voting on that, Karen.
I know now.
But you're right. You know, the way things are worded really, it does bring to mind, if you're not knowledgeable about it, of course. Why wouldn't we want to review?
Just having an open
conversation.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anything else?
Do you need to present this at all, or the draft?
That's not until next week.
That's next week.
Okay.
I guess it's early.
I just wanted to.
Yeah, you can close your public hearing.
Anybody else have any other questions, comments? Okay, we'll go ahead and close the meeting then. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.